there. What's going on in your neck of the woods? We're hearing just that kind of news from my good friend Gray Gunderson coming to you all with me here on the Maggie Dawn Show from WCQM Park Falls. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to do this segment every Wednesday because we all need a break. It's middle of the week. Got to power through to the weekend. It is going to be a little mix of news from across the state. Little leisure activity. Gray and I both like to enjoy the beautiful outdoors, the amazing natural resources that we have here in the state of Wisconsin. And there will be from time to time a wee bit of politics sprinkled in here. So welcome everyone and welcome again to Gray. If you would like to join our discussion this afternoon, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And don't forget, folks, we're coming up on Friday. That means we've got another segment of Ask Maggie that we're aiming and gearing up for 3 p.m. on Fridays. If you've got a question for me, basically about gosh darn near anything, you can email that question to askmaggie@civicmedia.com. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Am I getting that right? I think I'm getting that right now. It is askmaggie@civicmedia.us, and we will add your question to the queue of questions we've got going for this Friday. Love to hear from each and every one of you. We're going to talk a mix of leisure and politics because the gods gifted us such a story, Gray. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and other outlets across the state reporting that folks in the Northwoods, specifically surrounding the Apostle Islands, the biggest of which Madeline Island, which almost everybody's heard of, that the local tourism boards from that region of the state are extremely worried that the Apostle Islands National Park, the National Apostle Islands Lakeshore Park, very famous for the ice caves, though not open, I don't think, this year because not safe, which generates some $55.7 million for the economy up in that sort of directly north area of the state, is in jeopardy for this coming camping season and tourist season because of the drastic cuts that Donald Trump is making to the National Park Service. What are you hearing from your neck of the woods, Gray? And let's talk a little bit about what a jewel the Apostle Islands are for the state of Wisconsin.
We're gonna have to find a rhythm with that phrase because the temptation's there to just use it all the time. I know I've tried not to say it three or five times myself today, but up here,
guilty.
Give it time. I will fall. I will stumble and fall. But that said, right now we're still a little bit isolated from the immediate effects of this kind of decision, Maggie, because we don't. That's just it. Is that this kind of thing is unprecedented. Staffing levels have been low. And tourism has been trending upwards, so there has been increased need, but not so much that there's a major disparity. You know, it's not a topic of popular conversation up here. Hey, we need more people in uniform. In fact, as people can imagine, not law enforcement in general. Law enforcement, of course, the tone of respect for law enforcement here carries through, though with a special asterisk when it comes to the folks in green jeans, federal employees who are enforcing wildlife regulations especially. So I would imagine, and I would have to imagine, because I haven't heard the discussions yet, that you'd get kind of a mixed bag of opinions. Some folks who know that this may mean, if nothing else, a little more litter and less human beings capable of being scheduled to come out and pick that up. You know, there may be small effects like that, but honestly, it's tough to guess because it's all guessing. We have continued to see a trend upward in tourism, and tourism we rely on more and more as industry leaves the Northwoods areas. Right. But we have not seen an imbalance of staffing levels that we will see this coming season. We just don't know. I think that's the best answer. As with always, when that is the answer, it's the best answer by far. We don't know. We haven't seen this kind of drop before.
This is from Mary Motif, Bayfield County's tourism director and president of the Friends of the Northern Great Lakes Visitors Center, saying that this particular National Lakeshore Park, the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore Park, quote, won't shut down completely, but it's going to be really challenging. The Apostle Islands and that particular national park being one of three, if I am correct, national lakeshore park, all on the Great Lakes, that are managed by both the National Park Service and also the Department of the Interior. Specifically, earlier this month, 1,000 National Park Service employees across the country were laid off. Though I know that they tend to hire thousands of seasonal workers, which just makes sense. From my Milwaukee County experience, we did that every season in the county parks. You know, given how essential tourism is to the Bayfield area, right, it's, you really hope that they're not going to have to reduce camping availability, that people wouldn't be turned off by, you know, what you were saying, not being able to address the pit toilets timely. I mean, as a camper, you don't want those to go too many days without treatment and getting addressed, the overall litter, wear and tear on the park itself. I love the Apostle Islands. I have camped up there as a child with my folks. We also have an amazing state park, of course, Big Bay State Park up in the Apostle Islands area and Bayfield as well. So again, it's such a crown jewel for Wisconsin, and draws so many people up to that area of the state. It is definitely something to keep an eye on. You are a bit of a fisherman, and you've got a favorite fishing spot up there, do you not, Gray?
I do. It's I'm committing a cardinal sin right now, Maggie. It's called burning your spot. You don't tell people where you fish. That's just a bad idea, and you don't need to explain why. But
you should be vague. Don't give them the exact lat long, right?
Well, everybody who knows me, who's watching this, will know exactly where to find me all summer once I say this. There is a historic location, an old dam, nestled into the heart of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, just happens to be down the road from where I call home and where I was born and raised, where I still live today. And I don't know how it's going to be affected. That terrifies me. It's been exactly as it's been for 30 years. The toilets, the litter, those are the least, the smallest, the meanest of nuanced ways that they maintain the integrity of the park and preserve it so that people like my kids, you know, like, yes, it's not for me. I'm not worried about me. I'll probably still get to fish there for the rest of my life. But can my kids stay the same? Yeah, yes. I'm terrified for that. That's not fair. I mean, and now I'm complaining, but that's not fair.
Greg Gunderson from WCQM, thanks so much. We'll be back in just a moment with a very special guest talking about the SAVE Act's impact on married women. Do you know a married lady? My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.